This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Scott Simon is on assignment in Baghdad. The rebuilding of Iraq's oil industry will play a crucial role in the rebuilding of the entire nation. Oil is, of course, the most valuable resource Iraq has. Today in Baghdad, U.S. administrators have appointed a new minister to help modernize and develop Iraq's oil sector. NPR's Guy Raz joins us now from Baghdad. Guy.
Hi, Linda.
Who is this new oil minister, and how soon will there be a functioning ministry?
Well, I'm not sure anyone can say for certain when there will be a fully functioning ministry, but there certainly is an Iraqi executive team now in place there. The person who's been appointed by U.S. and British administrators is called Tamir Hadban. He's a veteran of the ministry who up until a few weeks ago was actually in charge of planning and research. Now, when U.S. administrators came to Baghdad to figure out how to reorganize the ministry, Gadman approached them, and he offered his help. Today, he met with Major General Tim Cross. He's the British national who's a deputy in the Office of Reconstruction here. And the meeting was really designed to set up a chain of command inside the ministry because, as you can imagine, employees have been sort of showing up for work these past 2 weeks wondering who's in charge, and it's been very difficult for even regional employees to get the oil flowing again and when they're really not quite sure how to coordinate it.
There are, of course, still questions about who really controls Iraq's oil, aren't there? I mean, are there answers?
I would say, Linda, that there are two answers to this question, because when it comes to who controls access and security around the oil fields, then it's definitely U.S. and British forces. But when it comes to who controls oil output and revenues, production, that's still pretty difficult to answer. U.S. and British officials have, of course, gone to great lengths to reinforce this notion that Iraqis will be controlling the oil. But at the same time, the U.S. has set up an advisory board of international oil experts to work with the ministry here in Baghdad. And the man who's going to be heading that board is the former CEO of Shell Oil. His name is Philip Carroll. And it's not clear at this point how much control that advisory board will actually have over the Iraqi oil industry.
Tell us about this announcement about international peacekeeping, Guy, quickly.
This is an interesting plan, Linda. It's been proposed by Washington, and it's effectively to divide Iraq into three sectors. There'll be three countries administering those sectors: Britain, the United States, of course, and then Poland will be the third country, and Polish troops are expected to arrive in the country by the end of the month to help in those peacekeeping duties.
Guy, thanks very much. Guy Raz speaking from Baghdad. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Linda.